Good morning. You're listening to Raven Radio, KCAW in Sitka. I'm Erin Fulton, and I have a lovely full studio full of actors this morning. I am joined by three different Winnie the Poohs and the director Zeke Blackwell here for Young Performers Theater. Thank you all for coming in here this morning.
Thanks for having us. Good morning.
It is delightful. So I have Miles, Liz, and Louisa all playing Winnie the Pooh, the title character for this weekend's production of Young Performers Theater. So just to get the nitty-gritty stuff aside, Zeke, I'll aim this towards you.
Absolutely.
For the Young Performers Theater for this production, when is it happening? What do we have to look forward to?
We have two performances this weekend, Friday night at 7 p.m. and Saturday afternoon at 2 p.m. Both performances are at the Odess Theater. The show itself is going to be just under an hour long. It's appropriate for all ages. We'd love to see you and the whole family out there. You can get tickets at the door, or if you want to get tickets ahead of time, you can go to fineartscamp.org.
Excellent. And we have three Winnie the Poohs here for us today. So how does that work to have three Winnie the Poohs? How is this set up?
So this play is based on the first Winnie the Pooh book that A.A. Milne wrote. And in that book, it's actually six short adventures that Pooh Bear goes on. And so we see six different stories on stage. And so sometimes we switch out the Pooh Bears, sometimes we switch out the Piglets or the Rabbit or Christopher Robin. And so, for example, all three of these actors here play Winnie the Pooh, and they all have costumes that are really kind of similar, not perfectly the same, but they all have, you know, the bear ears, and they wear yellow, and they have the word honey written on their shirt.
A clear indicator of who it is they're portraying.
Of course.
Yes. Yellow ears and honey on the shirt. That's pretty clear on who it is they're portraying. So with three Pooh Bears and six vignettes, if you will, they're each going to be playing two different adventures.
Yes.
for Pooh. Awesome. So it's exciting to have your time on stage, have your moment on the spotlight, take a moment back, recombobulate, and then get back on stage again, so you don't have to be, oh goodness, on stage for a full hour as Winnie the Pooh. So you guys, as we were talking about before we came here into the studio, none of you are new to Young Performers Theater. You're kind of old hands at this. Some of you have been, it's the sixth performance, have been doing it since the second and third grade. This has been a number of performances under your belt. So for Winnie the Pooh, how has this whole rehearsal process, how has this production been? What has been a unique, what has been this experience like? How has it been getting ready for this performance? Louisa, we'll start with you.
It's just been really fun to be like a main character and to be Winnie the Pooh. Because Winnie the Pooh is a really funny character, and I really like it.
Yeah, it's fun to play a character like that. The title character. That's pretty exciting to be a title character. And then Winnie is so lovable. So that's a fun character to play. Liz, how has it been in this production? Is there something that has stood out for you? Is something that's been particularly fun or special about this play itself that has been different than others?
I like this play because usually we don't like we each get one role, but this time everybody's gonna like share a role, and it's really fun, and I like that.
And Miles, what have you been liking about playing Winnie the Pooh? What has been this experience like for you?
Well, he's been is like a really likable character. Like, he's kind, he's good, he's fun to play.
Mm-hmm.
Like, yeah.
No downsides.
Yeah.
No downsides to playing Winnie the Pooh. That's awesome. And you guys have been rehearsing now since just about the beginning of the school year. Are you guys feeling prepared?
Mm-hmm.
Yes, yeah. Feeling good about it.
Seeing lots of nods.
That's good. That's good to hear. Is there what has been your, so with your different stories, I guess, could you tell me a little bit about the two different adventures that you're going to be going on as Winnie the Pooh?
Yeah, why don't we start with you, Miles, since you're the first one we see?
So my story is the honey story, and I get a balloon from Christopher Robin, and I try to get some honey.
Right from the beehive, right?
Yeah.
Try to float up to it. Mm-hmm. Yeah.
One of my stories, so, like, I go to Rabbit's hole and I try to steal honey from Rabbit, but then, after I walk out, I get stuck in the hole, and, we have to, push me out, and it's really fun. And
because you had too much honey, right?
Yeah.
What about your adventure?
In one of my scenes, me and Piglet try to catch a heffalump.
Oh, goodness. And I guess keyword on try?
Yeah. We try to catch a heffalump. Let's just say we kind of catch something else.
Oh, dear. So definitely many adventures, some being more successful than others, but all of them a fun time. So some of these sound familiar. Zeke, when you were reading this play at the start of things, were these stories that you recognized, or were some of them
new? Yeah,
Winnie
the Pooh was definitely a part of my own childhood as well. And I was saying to Miles earlier, his story, the one that starts it, where he floats up and looks for the honey right from the beehive, I remember that one. And also Louisa, I remember that heffalump story when I was a kid, and I remember thinking it was really scary because I was probably 6 or 7 years old when I first knew about Winnie the Pooh, and my parents read it to me, and yeah, the heffalumps just sounded really scary.
So you're dealing with it very bravely, Zeke, of coming back and putting the heffalumps on stage.
Mm-hmm.
And mm-hmm. He's putting you into the line of fire, Louisa, of you're being the brave Pooh who is going to face those heffalumps,
mm-hmm.
And come out victorious in one way, shape, or form. Wonderful. So I have with each of these stories, with each of the ways you play Winnie the Pooh, is there a particular, do you have a particular line or a particular adventure that is your favorite that either you say as Pooh or that one of your castmates says, like something that every time you hear it, you smile or laugh, or just one that really stands out to you?
I have two favorite lines.
Mm-hmm.
One of them is when the story is about to end, Christopher Robin has to go because he has to take a bath. I say, "Oh, bother." And my other favorite line is in Eeyore's tale when Owl says a word I forgot, but I know the line for Ren. It's the crusty money proceed cake. So yeah, those are my two favorite lines.
Because Owl likes to use lots of big words that Pooh Bear doesn't quite know what they mean.
Yeah.
One of my favorite lines is when Rabbit says, she says, it all comes of eating too much honey. And I said, it all comes of having doors that are not big enough. I really like that line. It's funny.
One of my favorite lines is when Piglet asks me, what's the first thing that you say to yourself in the morning? I say, what's for breakfast?
I love that. I can relate to that statement. I can relate to that thought, Pooh, definitely. Oh, wonderful. So this has been, sounds like a pretty fun time. Think you've grown out or gotten sick of Young Performers Theater yet? Is this... No. This is still definitely a fun thing to do. So this is the culmination of the fall performance for Young Performers Theater.
Mm-hmm.
Then after this, you guys will have your much needed cast party for celebrating this performance, and then going into the spring. So after, you know, a couple of weeks of rest and relaxation, rest your vocal cords, you guys will be planning on auditioning and being a part of the spring production for Young Performers Theater?
Maybe.
Yeah.
Maybe. Yeah.
All right. Okay. Well, we'll have to keep your adoring fans on their toes. Mm-hmm. That's sounds like a good plan. Always leave them wanting more, right?
And if there's anybody out there listening who thinks they might want to join us on stage, we'll be doing The Little Mermaid in the spring. So sign up will be available early in December, and classes will start in the second week of January.
Awesome. And that information is at fineartscamp.org.
Fineartscamp.org.
Excellent. And that's, again, where you can get tickets for this weekend's production of Winnie the Pooh. Showtimes, again, are at 7 p.m. on Friday, 2 p.m. on Saturday at the Odessa Theater. Tickets online or at the door. Thank you, Miles, Liz, and Louisa, our Winnie the Poohs for this weekend, and director Zeke Blackwell for helping to put this all together. Break a leg this weekend, and thanks for coming in this morning.
Thanks so much.